When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That cold case you're listening to? Nasty stuff. But you know what else is a crime? Missing even a moment of whatever you're doing to go on a drink run. Luckily, there's Drizly, the number one app for alcohol delivery. With Drizly, you can compare prices on the biggest selection of beer, wine, and spirits, then get them delivered in under 60 minutes. So download the Drizly app or go to drizly.com. That's drizly.com today.
They have me now. It's up to me, and I ain't that strong. This is our last song, so everybody sing along. La 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 la. And we can't stay too long, 'cause we gotta keep moving on. La 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 la.
This is the Decibel Geek Podcast with Aaron Camaro and Chris Sinzak.
Once again, coming back at you at that important time of the week, early, because you need it to get through. Rock and roll, that's what it's all about. Coming to you live from Studio B this week. Yeah, it's the Decibel Geek Podcast. I'm Aaron Camaro, joined as always by my man, sitting right across from me tonight, Chris Sinzak. How you doing, my friend?
I'm great. I'm enjoying Studio B. I mean, it almost looks like a dining room.
It's so silent in here. You know, we don't have to tell no kids to be quiet or anything like that.
Yeah, the kids over here know how to shut up.
Right. Just like, go upstairs and leave us alone.
Yeah, you have an upstairs. I don't have that luxury at my house, so.
You'll get there, man.
But yeah, we're at the Casa de Camaro.
Casa de Camaro.
So yeah, this is a... My daughter's having a sleepover tonight. Too much personal information, so we're recording over here tonight.
You guys do not want to hear what's going on in the background while we're trying to record during a young girl's slumber party. That's no good.
No. We can't be as deviant as we usually are, so we had to come over here to raise hell.
We should almost do this every time because it's like your wife is around. You're like, oh, I'm going to say, oh, I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, I've bitten my tongue
a few times.
The
kids are there. You're like, I'm going to. No, I wouldn't do that ever.
I'm not a total scumbag. I know when to rein it in.
And then other times, it's like anytime we're anywhere else, it's all, you know, necrophilia and all the crazy talk you always do.
Yeah, and that's when I'm being generous. But yeah, so we're hanging out at Aaron's and just wanted to get back to basics and do another Radio Sucks Radio show and just play some good stuff that the radio is not giving you. And
it's very organic this week.
And you know, I was telling Aaron before we started tonight that there's just so many things. Anytime I ask for suggestions from you guys, the listeners, you know, you guys never fail. You always send me great ideas. And let me go ahead and say a couple of things will get through and get played tonight, but it's just so hard to pick and choose. But I was like, we could do an entire episode of like Fresh Blood because there's a lot of new stuff coming out these days. It's great, and I'm gonna try to play some of that for
you. I've got a bone to pick with you, sir.
What's that?
Yeah, because you go on the Facebook and you say, "Hey, what should we play?"
Yeah,
and then everybody responds.
Yeah,
and how many of those songs did you actually? How many of those bands did you actually pick? Did you pick any of them?
Let's see.
I've got two. I've got at least two.
I did pick.
It's like, oh, that's great. Chris goes and picks all these bands and goes on the Facebook and says, hey, tell me what you want me to play. And then you don't pick none of it.
No, I did.
And then I go back and say, well, dang, you know, I've got to pick some of these bands that the people wanted to hear.
Well, I didn't pick by name, but like there are a couple of people said pick some stuff from overseas. I've got one band that's got a new album out from overseas.
Uh-huh.
Another person said play something from like one of the bands that's been reviewed well on the website, and I did that also.
Uh-huh.
So I'm doing my part.
Okay. All right.
Also playing something by Bruce Dickinson that I wanted to play. So.
Nice. Well, I can't argue with that.
It is our show. We're going to play some of the stuff we want too, right?
Exactly. So who is Geek of the Week this week?
Okay. Geek of the Week is a good friend of the show. And this guy and his co-host have they've started what I think is the only Kiss podcast in Australia. You'd think there'd be a lot with Kiss's following Australia, but these guys are the first.
Shandy Pod.
No, it's not Shandy Pod.
No?
It's Torpedo Girl Pod.
No, nice. I love that song.
Geek of the Week is a guy named Jamie McNichol from Australia, and he's the co-host of a podcast called, it's called Crazy Nights, Crazy with a K, Nights with a K. The Australian Kiss Podcast. And I've checked it out, and it's kind of similar to like the Three Sides of the Coin thing where they've got the video. They run things through video and have discussions, and they've had some really good guests on there. And this week they actually have one of the girls that danced on the stage with them for the Take It Off video in 92.
Oh, man, that was great. Yeah.
So they interviewed one of her.
Oh, nice.
So
It's always cool to get like the insight of the inside people. You know? We like to do that here too as well. But that's cool. Yeah, I'll check that out.
So, yeah, and if you want to check them out, it's a long Facebook address. I will put the link in the show notes, but it's facebook.com/Crazy Nights, the Australian Kiss Podcast. But I'll, like I said, go to the show notes at decibelgeek.com, and you can click and check out their show.
I'm always jealous of these beautiful people that are doing these video podcasts all the time. If we were a little more pretty, Chris.
Yeah, if we were a lot more pretty.
If we poisoned it up a little bit. Maybe.
I'm not putting lipstick on. No,
shit. Well, there
I'd
goes.
Have to get a lot drunker than this.
All right. Well, we are clearly not good looking enough to be on YouTube, so you're stuck with us on iTunes and, you know, downloads and all that good stuff.
We do have plans for video stuff down the road, though.
Okay. Just not featuring us.
Yeah. No. We'll have people lip syncing our words.
We're going to hire some models to play us.
Right. And they'll just mouth to what we're saying.
Totally lip sync.
Everybody wins. You get to hear us and you don't have to see us. So.
Exactly. It's a beautiful thing.
Okay, so we got lots of songs to get to. I'm going to let you have the first pick this week.
Radio Sucks Radio Show. We're back at it. And I'm going to start out with a band that, you know, I was surprised that you haven't heard this. Because when I worked on radio back in the late 90s, early 2000s, this was a single that came across my desk and I was like, this is awesome. Mm-hmm. I've got to play this and I've got to play it a lot. You know, and granted, I was in Wisconsin, you know, the European state of Wisconsin, and the people were digging it up there.
Yeah.
But apparently nobody's ever heard of it anywhere else.
I haven't.
So years later, this would actually have been a good selection for Camaro's cutout bin, but I just couldn't wait that long.
Okay.
It's been so long since I played it for the people.
We've got to do another one of those. Yeah.
So I've got this one for you, a band called Honky Toast.
Honky Toast.
Honky Toast came out in 1999. The CD's called... What you gonna do, Honky?
I like it.
That's the name of the CD.
Is Honky Toast, is that what they serve for breakfast at the neo-Nazi rally?
I'm not sure. All right, well, here's the band members. On drums, it's Frank B. Butter. Uh-huh. On bass, effortlessly, it's Easy Bake. All right.
Oh,
Rhythm, Well Done by Eric J. Toast. Rhythm, Lead Pondered Over by Richard Croissant.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, vocals by Eric J. Toast. So you got the Toast Brothers and everybody else, and it's Honky Toast.
They need a resurgence. They need to go on tour with Honky Toast, Limp Bizkit, and Korn. You can call it a Meat 3 tour.
The Meat 3 tour. That's too damn funny. Crank it up right here on the Decibel Geek Podcast. It's Honky Toast. All the way back from the 90s, right here for you today, Shaking and a Bacon. We'll be right back.
Honky Toast.
You like that, don't you?
I do. Yeah.
I'm telling you, I pushed the hell out of that in central Wisconsin. You know, and you got to understand, 1999, as a radio DJ, there's not a whole lot of great stuff coming across my desk.
No, it's not a good period.
When that one did, I played the hell out of it. People dug it.
Kind of an early Faster Pussycat type sound.
See, and that's, you know, you kind of mentioned that, but, you know, I love Faster Pussycat.
I do too.
So that, you know, it's psychological.
That's very
so burnt into my brain. I gotta love stuff like that.
And I know we confused you listeners overseas with the meat and three reference, because that's kind of a southern thing.
Yeah,
meat
and
three is like, you know, it's a meat dish with three different sides, and that's famous here in the South.
I never knew what the hell that meant until I moved down here, and it was like, what are all these little mom and pop little restaurants that say meat and three?
And also, it's not a, I know Europeans, it's not a croissant, it's a croissant.
Oh,
so we want to get that.
Sorry
straight.
About that.
So, okay.
All right. So you're up next. Radio Sucks Radio Show. What aren't they playing that they should?
Well, I've got a number of newer tracks that I want to play. And first one, happy to say that I attended a show for this guy earlier in the year.
Talking about, we're in the video, weren't you?
Well, I'm somewhere in that crowd. I couldn't find myself in the video, but our actually writer for the site, Billy Hardaway, is in the video. He was right up front.
They didn't move you right to the front row?
Oh, no, no. Oh. They're like, you just stay in the back.
You didn't have your Decibel Geek t-shirt back then, did you?
No, not that night. No. I did meet some listeners that night.
Though. Nice.
That's where I met Ryan and Jeremy from Big Rock Show.
Right on.
So,
that's right.
Yeah, Tom Kiefer played here in town, and he released an album called The Way Life Goes. It was released on April 30th off Marrow V Records. The writing process for this started in 2003, so it's a long time coming, 10 years. First new material by Tom Kiefer since 94 when Cinderella released Still Climbing.
That's wild.
Come on, Cinderella, let's go. Mm. New album time. This
Talk
album,
about bands that should reunite.
Yeah, that's a show idea.
I like that.
The album sold 5,400 copies its first week, was number 78 on the Billboard charts. Actually has had pretty good life on the radio. He's got a decent team of people behind him. Played on Letterman a few weeks back. So that's
a big
feat for, you know, Tom Kiefer to play on Letterman at this stage in his career.
If I've said it before, I've said it a million times. It doesn't matter when it came out. You know, if you're viewed as an 80s guy or a 70s band or some guy that somehow managed to survive the 60s, it doesn't matter. Good music is good music.
Yeah, and this is a good album. And the album was recorded with Tom, Greg Morrow on drums, Michael Rhodes on bass, and Tony Harrell on keys. But the touring band includes Paul Taylor, formerly of Winger, and Alice Cooper, and with the Big Rock Show.
Big Rock Show, heck yeah.
He plays with them on keys. And Tony Higbee, personal friend of mine going way back to the Nashville rock days, he also in a band called the East Side Gamblers, who we're going to go see later this week open up for Big Rock Show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they're also playing on the Kiss Cruise. So,
right on.
So I wanted to give props to Tony. He's a great musician. Off of The Way Life Goes, this is Tom Kiefer with Ain't That a Bitch.
Yeah.
man. That's pretty awesome. You know, I'm a big Cinderella fan. I would love to see those guys reunite. But in the meantime, it's cool to have some new music from Tom Kiefer.
Yeah, I love that Hammond B3 organ, that got 70s old organ vibe. It's good stuff.
I seen something on TV a while back where it was like this guy, he worked in a record company, and he said, you know, all these young kids that come in and they want to hear this, they want to hear that. And he says, I play this CD for them, and they all say, man, that's awesome. What is it? What is it? That's amazing. Yeah. So that's Tom Kiefer. Well, who's that? He was lead singer of Cinderella, and they're like, oh.
Yeah, then they suddenly don't take it seriously.
Right, they don't like it then. But a moment before you said, you know, it was this band
they
from
liked
then,
it. Yeah.
They loved it. Yeah. Loved it.
Yeah,
I like
that
it,
speaks
too.
Volumes.
Good stuff.
Thanks.
Would still rather prefer a Cinderella reunion.
Well, take what we can get.
Well, that's my vote. You get a vote here on the Decibel Geek podcast. Speaking of votes being honored, earlier in the week you asked, you know, we're doing a Decibel Geek Radio Sucks radio show, and last week actually we did the Buried Treasure episode.
Yeah.
And the thing is with that is it was funny to me because the Buried Treasure episode really isn't too much different than a Radio Sucks radio show.
Just a different spin on it.
With a theme, you know?
Yeah.
With a theme.
It's just a fun way of making it. You're always going to hear good music either way.
Right. And that's what counts.
Even lesser known bands like Pearl Jam.
Yeah, them poor guys. They only made it to number 5 that one time.
And the Door is number 9, a paltry number 9.
It's tough, man. Rock and roll is not easy.
No.
But podcasting is.
Yes, it is.
So here we are here today doing the Radio Sucks radio show. And like I said, we always listen to our fans. So I look back, and when we did that episode with the Buried Treasures, somebody recommended Tora Tora.
Yep.
You know, and I didn't see that until afterwards. And it was a guy named Brian, Ingbritsen.
Yeah, I think
right?
That's right.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I bet you, I think I nailed
that.
No,
it's pronounced Schenkner.
Oh, man. I knew it was something like that. But he recommended Tora Tora, and it got me to thinking, you know, I've got a Tora Tora CD that I really liked a lot. You know, I listened the hell out of that thing. So I went back and started digging through my CDs, and man, I got a ton of them. I used to be a radio DJ, and you know, and I love music, so I saved them all. So I got way too many CDs upstairs. So I dug through them all, and I found it. I found Tora Tora, Wild America. Awesome CD, man. Really awesome. And realized I know nothing about Tora Tora, except they're from right here in Tennessee.
Yeah, Memphis boys.
Yeah, they are. So I wanted to play some of it. You know, why not? We listen to listener suggestions here on the Decibel Geek podcast. So crank this one up. You're going to like it a lot. Tora Tora. This one's called Amnesia.
Now you're knocking at my door, saying, give me what it seems.
love it. Tora Tora, great suggestion. We always listen to what's going on the Facebook page, on decibelgeek.com, all that great stuff.
Yeah, and Tora Tora, if you want to read a nice lengthy review of their reunion performance in Memphis, the Meister did a really good write-up on that a few months ago.
That's very cool. He traveled all the way from Canada down to Memphis to see Tora Tora. That tells you that, you know, a guy that you can take, you know, his rock and roll opinion means something.
If he's willing to put in that many miles, he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the Meister we're talking about. He hijacked our show one time.
And actually, I was talking to Wally recently, and I think we're going to try to have those guys on again and maybe do like a four-way show with the Meister and the Wally.
That'd be pretty cool.
It'd be fun to do.
I wouldn't mind if they hijacked us again.
Give us a week
off. The first time I was surprised, but this time I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
So we keep on moving on. It's a Radio Sucks radio show, and it's your turn.
Okay, I've got a lot of new stuff to play for you, but I want to take a quick break and do an older song. And the reason I want to do this is, like we were talking off mic a minute ago, how just like Kiss became the band they wanted to be, that they wanted to see on stage,
right?
We try to do the show we wanted, that we would want to hear.
Right.
And really, I've always wanted to, like, you know, back when I would watch Headbangers Ball when I was a kid, I'd be like, man, I would so love to be able to program my own radio show.
Right.
I mean, I'd listen to Metal Shop and all those shows. You know?
I got to do that a little bit until I got caught.
So, you know, when you're a kid, that's like a dream. Fired. Especially back in the era that Aaron and I grew up in. That was a big deal.
Hell,
you know,
yeah.
Get to program your own show. So this next song I'm going to play, the reason I'm playing it is it was brought up on the Metal Sludge board last week, and I went back and watched the video, and I hadn't seen it since like 90 when it came out.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I remember thinking back when I saw this video going, this is the kind of stuff I would play if I had my own show.
Nice.
So now I do, and now I'm going to play it.
Well, here we go.
You don't hear it on the radio at all anymore. This is Bruce Dickinson. He released his first solo album May 8th, 1990. The album was called Tattooed Millionaire.
It's a great album.
And the project began because he was asked to record a song for the Nightmare on Elm Street 5 soundtrack, and that song became Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter.
Really?
And he did it for the soundtrack, and he didn't do it for the solo album because Iron Maiden wound up doing it on the No Prayer for the Dying album.
Oh, man, I love that song.
Which it went on to become the band's only number one single to date.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Hard to believe, isn't it?
Oh, that is hard to believe.
I know. And
there's so many better Maiden songs.
Oh, I know.
Than that.
It's weird that one caught on. But
crazy. It is a good tune, though.
But he got together with Yannick Gers from Iron Maiden and started writing an album.
Right.
And the Nightmare on Elm Street soundtrack is kind of what gave him the idea. Maybe I should do my own album. And the album is much more hard rock and less metal than the Maiden stuff. It's a little bit more commercial sounding, which, of course, to me, I like that.
I liked it, too.
And if those of you that remember the video makes no sense at all. If anyone could explain to me the meaning behind the Tattooed Millionaire video, I would be tempted to even pay you money. Because there's nothing in this video that makes any sense.
Well, there you go. For the Facebook fans, go ahead. Please
try
explain
this
video to us.
There's all kinds of weird shit going on in the video. He's like riding around in a submarine, and he's seeing a guy wrapped up in bandages who's on roller skate. It's weird. It's weird.
Nice.
But it's a great song.
I gotta go watch that again.
Yeah, so we head into the break with Bruce Dickinson doing Tattooed Millionaire.
Out on the tiles, same old grave behind the fiasco.
Thoughts with David Lee Roth.
There's three rings involved in marriage. You know, you have the engagement ring, and you have the wedding ring, and you have the suffering.
Listen to the Decibel Geek podcast on your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones with Stitcher. Stitcher's smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Hi, this is Rick Allen's left arm. You're listening to the Decibel Geek podcast.
All right, you're listening to the Decibel Geek Podcast, and today we're doing a little more Radio Sucks Radio Show. And why do we call it the Radio Sucks Radio Show, Chris?
Because radio sucks.
Exactly.
That's why I make the big bucks.
We couldn't think of a more appropriate name.
Yeah, that was Aaron's ingenious move when he started the show.
It only made sense at the time, you know, and so here we are. I don't know how many volumes 14. Later. Yeah, is this the 14th edition of the Radio Sucks radio show?
Yeah,
nice.
14.
Very good. So we got more music coming your way, more stuff that the radio station just don't play for you, but we're playing it for you right here on the Decibel Geek Podcast. And my next pick was another one I saw on the Facebook page when we were doing the Buried Treasures episode, and a suggestion came across that was the Brides of Destruction. Man, what an awesome CD the Brides of Destruction debut was. I mean, how can you go wrong with a band that includes Nikki Sixx and Tracy Guns?
Well, it included London LeGrand, who was...
London LeGrand. Oh, in French, that's London the Grand.
Very good. That makes up for croissant
and Schenker.
So
I gotta say, you know, this CD is kick ass.
It's a
all
good
the way
album.
Through. I had a hard time picking one song off of it.
That's right. Here Come the Brides, right?
Yeah, this off the first one because Nikki Sixx was only involved in the first CD, not the second.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, he ditched them pretty quickly after that first one came out.
Well, you know,
go where the money is.
Motley Crue. That's where the money's at.
Yep.
So, you know, Nikki Sixx was involved in this one. Yeah, I showed you earlier, you know, we talked about Nikki Sixx, Tracy Guns, and London LeGrand, but my CD is autographed by the drummer, Scott Coogan.
Yeah, also who played for Ace Frehley.
That's right. That's where I got it autographed, at the Ace Frehley show. So I want to give you guys a taste of it. You wanted it, you got it. The Brides of Destruction right here on the Decibel Geek Podcast, and this one's called Brace Yourself.
It's alright, it's right, it's your right. today. It's on its way. So brace yourself.
Two album wonder. That's Brides of Destruction from Here Come the Brides.
Scott Coogan on drums.
Yep. Too bad those guys didn't stick around longer.
Pretty yeah, it was pretty good. You know, and I had a friend, and I it's hard for me to honestly say, but, you know, having Nikki Sixx in the band makes a huge difference because I only heard that other CD one time. Mm-hmm. The second one that came out, I don't even know the name of it. It wasn't as good.
Right.
Not nearly as good.
Well, I think he was the principal songwriter on the first one, right?
Well, he's Nikki Sixx after all. He should be the principal songwriter in anything that has Nikki Sixx involved in it. He's the principal songwriter.
I would think so.
I would hope so.
All right, well, I'm going to go a little bit oddball with my next pick.
No, not you.
Yeah, I got to.
Really? You going oddball with a pick? I can't believe it.
And I got to thank the good folks at the Metal Sludge Gossip Board for this one.
Really?
Yeah, because I was just I was looking around.
Nice. Finally, you're going to play some tough.
No, I'm not going to play some tough. Oh, we've played their whole discography.
It's always up to me, isn't it?
No, but this is a band out of the UK that I found somebody, the singer had mentioned it himself. It's a band called Teenage Casket Company, but the band sound really doesn't match that name.
I think like Typo Negative
or
something like that.
Murder Dolls or something like that, right. You know. But it doesn't sound like that. These guys are a little bit more Wild Hearts poppy sound, you know.
Okay.
But I really like this stuff, and I checked it out today. They were formed in 2003 in the UK. This album that this is coming off of is called Still Standing, and this album just came out last week, so this is very new stuff.
Wow, you're on top of things.
Yeah. The singer Rob Wild is also the bassist for Tiger Tales.
Oh, nice. I remember them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and you can check the band out at teenagecasketcompany.co.uk. I recommend this album. I think this is good. This is Teenage Casket Company. It takes a little time.
Out. I thought I had a mate in the sun. I thought that you were on my side. I thought that I'd hit number one, yeah. But times they change, I rearrange the furniture up in my head. I move the chairs, I shut the light. I won't be sleeping in at night. I really think we'll make it. Something I can take care. We're really going nowhere, baby. Yeah, I'll be alright. I'll be okay. Just takes a little time. Yeah, I'll be just fine. I listen to the songs on my fucked up radio. I've been the one to end it all. Just give me attitude. So how did I end up falling for a girl like you? Hey! It's hard for me to understand how it all just slipped through my hands. How everything just fell from grace, like the lines on your pretty face. Yeah. It's going on, it's time to go and find there's something different. So put me to the bed, don't screw my head. There's only so much I can. We'll make it. Something I can take care. We're really going nowhere, baby. Yeah, I'll be alright. I'll be okay. Just takes a little time. Yeah, I'll be just fine. I'm listening to the songs on my fucked up radio. I've been the one to give it all. Just gave me attitude. So how did I end up? So ordinary. So then we couldn't make the grade. Sitting here as they watch it fade from gray to black and blue. Where everything reminds me of you. Yeah, I'll be alright. I'll be okay.
think we're doing pretty good so far. That's not bad. Teenage Casket Company with Takes a Little While. Nice pick.
Yeah, I like that. It's good kind of power pop stuff.
Yeah, brand new, too. You know, yeah, it gives me new hope for the future that, you know, maybe rock and roll can survive.
Yeah, we've got, like I said, we could do a whole Fresh Blood episode because we're getting a lot of cool stuff sent our way.
And maybe we should.
We should.
We should.
It'd be a lot of fun.
I agree.
So what, okay, what are you going to do next?
Nothing.
Something brand new, right?
No. Something exactly the opposite of brand new. This one actually came out back in
1929. Let me see.
No, not quite that old. What? Let me see.
Oh, wow. Show prep.
I actually got the CDs. This is kind of funny. You know, we talked about how organic this week is. You know, yeah. Chris was really on top of his picks this week. Sometimes Chris is really on top of his picks. Some weeks I'm really on top of mine.
Every once in a while we're both on the ball.
And every once in a while we're both on the ball. This week it's been tough for me. Yeah. So what I've done is actually walked into my closet, picked out 5 CDs, and said, okay, these are the songs I'm going to play. And so, well, you know, we've been into the episode this far, and have we mentioned Kiss at all?
Yeah, early on we plugged the Kiss podcast from Australia.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, yeah, we got to cover. Well, never mind then.
It's a short-term memory.
I'm going home. Oh, wait, I'm already here. Home. Well, never mind. I'm going to play some Peter Criss.
All right.
With Ace Frehley on lead guitar.
What, Baby Driver?
No, well, no.
Mainline, well, Getaway.
Actually, this one came off the Criss, the Cat Number One.
Cat Number One.
Yeah, yeah.
Where the makeup is on half the face.
Isn't that a great cover?
It is. I remember ordering that.
It's weird.
I ordered it out of Metal blood. Edge magazine.
Did you really?
Mail. Yeah. He nice. Had a poster with it and everything.
I didn't get no poster with mine. I bought mine right off the rack at the CD store. This is the same one. The year it came out, I have no idea.
I think it was
a long time ago.
93 or 94. Yeah.
94, I think.
Somewhere in there. I was in high school still when it came out.
I actually bought this one off a CD rack at a music store in a mall.
Remember those?
Remember those? Long time ago?
Sam Goody.
Oh, wow. So here you go. Here's your Kiss for the week. Kinda. It's Peter Criss, Ace Frehley, and some other dudes in the band. Off of Cat Number One. You gotta love this. Bad attitude. We'll be right back.
Peter Criss and Ace Frehley, the Bad Boys of Kiss from 1994. I saw them on that tour.
They truly are the Bad Boys of Kiss.
Yeah. Well, Vinnie Vincent also.
He's just a jerkwad.
Wait a minute.
I'm
it's
just
usually
kidding.
It's like hyping Vinnie up, and I'm the one putting him down.
Not compared to Peter Criss and Ace Frehley.
But yeah, I met Peter Criss on that tour.
And he was cool to you.
Super cool. Nicest member of the band I've ever met. Well, no, Bruce was the nicest.
Yeah,
Peter,
Bruce
but Peter was
awesome.
Right. Peter was just about equally as nice that night, though.
Every time I've met Ace Frehley, he's been cool as hell.
I can't say the same.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Wasn't very nice when I met him. But anyway, I still love Ace. Everybody has a bad day.
Sure they do.
Or 20. But, so yeah, Peter Criss, I spun the hell out of that CD back in the day. Hasn't aged quite well, but that song is a good song from
it is. That's what I love about the Radio Sucks radio show. We can do anything.
Yeah, because you're not hearing that on the radio.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. If that's the theme, we're wide open.
Yeah, we are. And I'm going to play another new song. And this is somebody also on the Facebook page had mentioned, why don't you guys play something off some of these great reviews that your writers are giving? And
there's
I was like, that's a great idea.
I mean, there's a lot of fantastic stuff going on at www.bitdecibelgeek.com.
Let me do the plug.
There's a lot of fantastic stuff going on in the mountains of Bush as well.
Yeah, drink another beer.
you do the
I'll do the heavy lifting. You're doing the heavier lifting. But the Meister, we've mentioned Rich a lot in this episode, but he did a great review on this band called Brand New Machine. And I had never heard of this band before. And I went and read the article, and it intrigued me. And I was like, let me go check out some of their stuff. And they released an album this year called The Devil Made Me Do It. They were formed in 2009 in Grand Rapids, Michigan, so Midwestern guys. They know they're rock and roll in the Midwest, as Aaron can attest.
Heck yeah.
They've shared the stage with Lynch Bob and Faster Pussycat. Nice. And they opened for Guns N' Roses on a run of dates in India. So
right on.
They've already toured the world.
World travel.
This album just came out in July of 2013, and I'm not going to hype it up anymore, but this is a good song. This is Brand New Machine with Blackout Overdose.
Blackout Overdose, that's the one she likes the most. Keep it coming because she likes it. Melody of cocaine and whiskey, a history of violence, and she likes it, likes it. She touched an angle that'll fly away, fly away. Said she'll see you on another day, another day. Just an angle that'll fly away, fly away. Said she'll see you.
Here we are in the final stretch of the Radio Sucks radio show. Man, we've been doing this for a while, and that's what I love about it. We can do anything we want. We can play all these great songs. You know, people have been tuning in on Facebook and making a lot of great suggestions, and we always recommend everybody go to Facebook, you know, and get involved in the conversation. We also recommend you go to www.decibelgeek.com. Got it right that time.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did.
Good job.
There's been so many great articles been coming up lately. I mean, they're popping up left and right. I can barely keep up with them all. They're all so good.
We've got some great new writers, and they've already just pumping out articles and getting more hits to the site. And
I love it.
A lot of good reviews.
If you want to be a writer for the Decibel Geek podcast, you just let us know. We've got so many good ones already. You know, you've got to – the gold standard is set pretty high right now because all the articles have been coming out. They're on the website. Go check them out. There's all kinds of great stuff. That's where you're going to find the donation page. You want to make a donation to the Decibel Geek podcast? You can do it right there. You can help us keep this show free. We've made the goal to always make it free. One way or another, either we're going to pay for it, you're going to help us pay for it, whatever we got to do to make it happen. It's going to be here for you every single week. Buy a t-shirt. Be cool. Wear that t-shirt. Everyone will know you're cool. So here we are. We're doing the Radio Sucks radio show, and I'm going to come back with this one. Are you ready for another song?
Yeah, I do want to mention that somebody, when I asked for suggestions, said something like, whatever you play will be great, but no more Juice Newton. I thought I would mention that.
That'll never go away.
I know.
Nobody remembers the name of the crazy country band that came up on my iPod.
I don't think I even remember. It was some guy's name, wasn't it?
No. It was Gary Lee and Showdown.
Yeah. Rodeo.
But nobody remembers that. Everybody remembers you. I
remember
your love for Juice Newton. You're the angel of the evening, Chris.
I can't help what I like. Next week, Rihanna. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, no. That's a breach of my contract for sure. Here's something that I can agree with totally. Played it all the time when I was on radio, and we talked to this man last week. You know, it struck me that, or not last week, the week before.
Yeah.
It struck me when we talked to Ryan Cook of the Big Rock Show, and we talked about his days with Hair of the Dog, that here on the Decibel Geek podcast, we only have ever played one Hair of the Dog song, and it was the remake of the Kiss song, I.
Yep.
You know, a great tribute, an awesome cover. But I wanted to give you guys a taste of Hair of the Dog themselves doing their own thing. You know, so when you guys are all hanging out with us, coming up this next week down at 12th and Porter in Nashville, Tennessee, hanging out with the Big Rock Show, finding out who's winning Kiss tickets to go on the cruise with the bands, well, then you're going to know a little bit about Hair of the Dog right here, right now. I got to give everybody a taste because it's almost over this week. But right now, the party ain't over. Hair of the Dog coming at you on the Decibel Geek podcast.
Get it out now. I know.
good friend of the show, Ryan Cook, Hair of the Dog, back in the day. Good stuff, man. I mean,
really good. Definitely. That whole CD is fucking awesome, man. And their second CD and their third CD, because there was only three of them. They're all fucking awesome, man. I recommend anybody to find it, if you can, and order it.
Good stuff. And
where's the best place to order music?
Amazon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And if you're going to order music from Amazon, how should you do it?
You should go to the DecibelGeek.com website, and if you want to get the songs that are being played on the show, you want to buy the album, just go into the show notes, and you'll I have all the links for each album. And also, if you're just going to happen to be shopping on Amazon, we have an Amazon link on the front page, DecibelGeek.com. Just click on that link and just do your shopping.
Exactly. So if you heard something you like today, go to the show notes. It's there. We'll take you directly to it. We make it easy for you. And if you want to do something else, well, go through the site. Do it that way.
Yeah,
Help us out.
Yeah, we get a little kickback from that, and it's just an extra way to support the show.
It's not much, but it's something.
Every little bit
helps. We appreciate it. You know what we really appreciate? iTunes reviews. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We love that.
Yeah, those help us a lot. If we want to rise up the ranks in iTunes and get more listeners, because, hey, you guys know that this music is awesome. So
that's right.
Why don't we turn it on to more people? You can help us.
Well, you know what? We've been featured on iTunes a couple of times already. And every time it happens, I'm like, hell yeah. Rockin' fucking roll. People love it, and people stand by it.
So if you review the show on iTunes, then that means more people will get to listen to will check out the show, and that means that there's that many less people that are going to buy Miley Cyrus albums.
Exactly.
Even though I want Miley to re-record Kiss's Music from the Elder.
It's like making $1 million a little bit at a time.
Right. A very little bit at a time. So, okay, that's our plug fest for the week.
All right. You've got the final song in Radio Sucks Radio Show awesomeness this week.
Yeah, and I'm going to play something from something that hasn't even come out yet.
Oh, man, you played this for me earlier, and it is awesome.
And I'm looking forward to when this comes out.
I'm not a huge fan of this band, but it is really, really good.
You know,
really good.
Talk about a band from the 80s that takes a lot of heat for, you know, I guess their belief system, but I don't care. I'm going to play something by Stryper. And before you turn it off.
I never had a problem with their belief
Slayer
system.
Slayer fans, don't turn it off just yet. You might actually like this.
Trust me, Slayer fans. You might want to stick around for just a second.
Okay, Stryper's about to put an album out called No More Hell to Pay. It's due out on November 5th. That's my birthday.
Nice.
On Frontiers Records. And the album is produced by the singer, Michael Sweet. And I think this might be the best production they've ever had.
This may be the best Stryper song I've ever heard.
And that's a lot coming from Aaron, because Aaron did not really like all the early Stryper
stuff. I'm not a big Stryper fan. This may easily be the best Stryper song I've ever heard.
And they're coming up on their 30th anniversary. This is going to be their 11th studio album. So
maybe Stryper's like wine, you know?
They age like a fine wine.
Exactly.
They're actually here in Nashville this week. They're doing like a fan meet and greet thing.
I'm going to go there and be like, play this song right now.
It cost you about $700 to tell them that.
Damn it.
Stryper knows how to make money also.
Well,
but
pass the plate, baby.
We wish him the best, and I'm actually going to get this album when it comes out on my birthday.
Yeah, me too.
So birthday present to myself.
This is pretty damn good.
Go to Amazon if you want to buy it.
Hell of a way to end the show.
So, hey, everybody, have a good week.
Hype.
Yeah. Have a good week. Hope you guys enjoy it. This is Stryper with Revelation. We'll see you next week.
See you.